The Trump administration, however, argues that Wong Kim Ark's situation was very different from many of the children who become automatic American citizens today because Wong's parents were here legally by virtue of having a permanent residence in the U.S. And the administration points to the Supreme Court's language in Wong's case, language that assumes the parents had legally entered the United States, even though they had, by that time, returned to China. The ACLU's Wong will tell the Supreme Court that the men who wrote the 14th Amendment deliberately chose to confer automatic citizenship on the child, not the parent.
And the idea that actually goes back to the founding, that in America, we do not punish children for the sins of their fathers, but instead we wipe the slate clean. When you're born in this country, we're all Americans all the same.
Wong says that President Trump is trying, by executive order, to change the meaning of the 14th Amendment to the Constitution. She argues that such a dramatic change by executive fiat would have untold consequences.
What will immediately happen is that every month, tens of thousands of U.S.-born babies will be stripped of their citizenship. They may be stateless because their parents' country of nationality may not consider them to be citizens.
In a separate brief, the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops stresses the statelessness problems that would be created by generation after generation of children who are born in the U.S. but with no country to call home and no citizenship to pass on to their children.